And good morning to you. It's time for a bonus community connection here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Also want to say hello to all of our Facebook Live viewers this morning. Joining us is Chase Almy with Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. I had to kind of get that all memorized in my head. And he's also the director of the Exchange Elevate Sports. And we're going to be talking about the MLB Junior Home Run Derby. That sounds like quite an event for summertime.
Yeah, well, baseball is the soundtrack of summer, so we thought what a great way to kick off Elevate Sports coming up this fall was the Junior Home Run Derby. So it's a great free event held at Price Field. It's 10 o'clock on Saturday. I know it's, a 50% chance of rain or something, so we'll kind of play that by ear on what's going on. But looking forward to having a lot of fun out there with the kids.
So you and I may disagree on who our favorite MLB team is.
Yes.
Chicago guy, I'm a St. Louis guy, but I think we can both agree that an event like this for the kids is always great.
Oh, yeah, it is. And MLB is doing a great job with it. The MLB Develops, if you guys want to check them out, it's online. They're really pushing for a lot of, outside of even leagues, just getting people to play baseball. I think it's a great concept. It's a great idea, and I was happy that they wanted to partner with us.
Yeah, and how long have you guys been doing this, or how long has this been going on in the Bartlesville area?
So Elevate Sports is actually powered through Upward Sports, which is a faith-based sports program, and it was here for a while back in the early 2000s. It kind of went away, and so we're bringing it back this fall with flag football and cheerleading to start off with, looking at basketball and volleyball for the winter, springtime sports. Just a lot of fun to get kids back out and playing sports again. So.
And why is it important, especially after the last year that we've had, to get kids back involved in activities like this?
It kind of gets them back to that normal life. You know, I remember being a kid and playing sports, and that was, year-round. And sports brings families together. Sports is probably the most talked-about thing in the United States. It's a great foundation for us to be able to reach families and kind of just be there for them. And I think that, especially after this year, kids being cooped up, it's time to get those muscles back to in order and running around and just having fun. It's not, there is competition, but that's not what the main thing is about. It's just about the kids having fun.
Exactly. And of course, I know my little sister, she's 9. They just finished up with their slow pitch softball, and just to see them running around and having a good time is always kind of beneficial. And it's great to see the kind of mood change, if you will, too,
right,
from isolation to running outdoors with your friends.
Right. My kid finished up T-ball. So first year of T-ball, it was fun to watch the kids get out there. If you haven't seen a T-ball game, I highly suggest it. It's like a wrestling match for a ball, kids fighting their own team. It was a great time. We had a lot of fun with it. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to carry on that fun. And it's not just for kids. I mean, tonight we're starting spring training for our adult wiffle ball league. So if you know any wiffle ballers out there that want to come out and play with us, we'll be right across the street from Walmart at Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. Starts at 7. Bring your lawn chairs, bring your coolers, and we're just going to have some fun for the summer.
That actually does sound pretty fun. I've actually seen quite a few of the advertisements for that on Facebook recently. So
yeah, we're hoping that some people want to come out and play. I know it gets hot. We're trying to 7 p.m. Tonight would be a great night, though, because it's only in the lower 90s, I think. So.
And it drops down into the 70s, too, as the night progresses. So
right.
Can't go wrong with that. And for people with busy schedules, I'm assuming it would work for them, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to keep it going for the whole summertime. We're kind of doing some league play. It's just really about getting people back out and getting out in the air and having fun. So,
and what can you tell me about the MLB Junior Home Run Derby? We've kind of touched on it a little bit. Who's it for? Who can attend?
So it's for kids 14 and under. There's two age groups, 14U and 12U, so that 12U can, they say 8 to 12, and it's open for boys and girls. And we start at 10 o'clock. It's how many home runs can you hit, and the winners will receive a prize pack from us, as well as the opportunity to go on to regionals. If you do well in regionals, there's an opportunity to go to the World Series this year and play for the finals there.
That's pretty incredible. And of course, how many people could you guys send to the regionals?
So we'll send, I believe it's one from each age group. So the winner would move on to the regionals. It's at Price Field over there on Tuxedo Road. We start at 10 o'clock. It should be field number 2, I believe is what it was. And we'll be out there as long as kids are wanting to come out and hit. You do have to sign up online. If you go to junior, juniorhrd.com, jrhrd.com. Look for the event for here. Also, if you want, you can go to the Exchange Bartlesville on Facebook, and we have the commercial running up and running on there as well, and the link is in there. So you have to sign up online. We don't do signups at the gate or anything like that. And then just check in, and let's play some ball.
And is there a limit to how many people can register?
Nope, it's wide open. However many you guys want to, we'll have concession stands. We'll have people out there. Bring your bats. Bring your helmets. Bring your gloves, too. Help us shag some fly balls out there for the balls that don't get hit over the park.
Now, I'm curious, too, is there age categories as well, or is it just 14 and under that general group, or would you say, like, 8 to 10 can go, or...
So you have... So 13 and 14s will have their own as 14U, but if you think you can play up and you want to play up, you can. So 14U, and then there's 12U. So 12U will cover basically 8 to 12 years old.
Okay. That's great.
But anybody can come out and play within those age groups. I mean, even if you're younger, if you want to have a fun with it and see what your kid can do, bring them out.
And you were talking about the people that could snag the balls as well. They don't have to register, right?
No, they don't have to register. So even if you want to come out, bring a glove, and help out, more the merrier.
And what else can you tell us about the Exchange and Elevate Sports and all that they do?
So the Exchange is a young adult and family ministry through Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. We've been around for the church since 1955. Everybody kind of knows where we are. We're the big church with the bells across from Walmart. But it's kind of we're in transition right now. And so we thought it would be a great idea to start something that's really geared toward young adults and families. And so when we started that up in September, kind of one of the ideas that was thrown around was, what is one thing that families do a lot, and sports is one of those. And so that was really our first implement into a family ministry, is Elevate Sports. So we're starting off with Upward Sports. It runs from kindergarten to eighth grade. We're looking at, you know, as it becomes a successful program, how we can branch out and even grow bigger into Bartlesville. So it's a great time. It's really affordable for families. We'll have signups here pretty soon for flag football and cheerleading. I'm not quite sure on the pricing yet, but basically anybody can do it. So,
and when you talk about soon, are you talking about like end of July or August?
Yeah, probably the 1st of August is when we'll get signups out, and then after Labor Day is when we'll start the flag football league.
Okay.
So.
And cheerleading will start about the same time.
Cheerleading, yes, as well.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to mention about the home run derby that's taking place this weekend?
Come out and let's have some fun. I know it's supposed to rain, but we'll keep an eye on that as well. And we'll be posting. Follow us on the Exchange Bartlesville on Facebook. We'll have all the updates there. Bring your kids out. It's a lot of fun. I know a lot of the select ball and travel ball stuff is finished up. And girls, come out too. We want everybody. If you were the queen of the softball, I know you said your sister finished up. Bring her out. Let's have some fun.
Sounds good. We're talking with Chase Almy, the Exchange and Elevate Sports Director. He's also with Good Shepherd Presbyterian Church. This is a bonus community connection here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. K1 is the one you trust. Sir, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Nah, man. You guys are doing a great job, and thanks for having me out today.
No problem. Thank you, Chase, for being here with us today on a community connection. It is 9:42. And we'll see you next time.
Sounds great.
I saw it on the radio.
Well, that's true.
But now the radio.